Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
The First United Methodist Church podcast is recorded live every week at 4832 Tahunga Avenue in North Hollywood, California. Thank you for downloading.
Good morning. I'll be reading from Ephesians 5, chapter 15 through 20. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of this time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk on wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, always and for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Pray with me if you will. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come with the fire and burn. Come with the rain and cleanse. Come with the wind and breathe. Come with the light and reveal. Convict us, convert us, consecrate us. Claim and call us with your care and concern, O God, until we do something. Amen. The reference to wisdom is fairly common in the text. Deuteronomy speaks of it several times. Psalms, in Ephesians, this is part of the householder rules. Paul or his disciples, some think, in Galatians and Ephesians sets out these householder rules. This is how you should act, behave. This is how a house is run. But probably the most famous wisdom statement comes from Proverbs 1:7, where the fear of the Lord is named as the beginning of wisdom. And fear is translated as knowing one's need. That's different than fear and trembling, meaning God's going to come and get you. It's more of knowing your need of God. And so this epistle to the Ephesians is talking about that, about behaving wisely, about thinking and acting in ways that benefit us in a life in the Spirit. The difference is sometimes we stumble along the way. We forget where we are, and we lose life's lessons. Dr. Fritz Perlman, famous transactional analyst, psychologist, and he's famous for a lot of things, but this is probably his most famous saying, probably because it hit my generation in a unique way. And the quote goes thus: I am and you are, and if by chance we meet, it's beautiful. My parents heard this and they said, what a bunch of gobbledygook. What does that mean? Well, it's rooted in the notion of the behavioral science that Perlman talked about, and that is TA. Transactional analysis talks about the way we relate to one another is based on wants and needs and hopes. And when we are children, our parents talk to us as we are children. As we reach adulthood, frequently they continue to talk to us as if we're children. And the communication, rather than being adult to adult, eye to eye, becomes down. And the advantage of adult to adult relationships, beyond speaking to people always as if they are children, being dysfunctional, it's not healthy spiritually. So how do we get to this? Well, we begin by looking at this and understand the text and saying, what's the difference between a want and a need? Just before worship, I was given a lovely illustration. Patty Kelsey looked at me and said, Norman and I are going to Panera. Do you need anything? Now, those of you know what Panera is, and I'd be surprised if you don't. I said, yes, I need everything that Panera makes, especially the cinnamon rolls and the sticky buns. Those I need. I really need them. But don't bring them to me. Those are elements of our life that we can confuse. And yes, I occasionally want a cinnamon roll from Panera. But here's what I do to get half of one. You know, how many of you know where the nearest Panera is? Yes, I see about half of us do. Okay, I walk out, walk the long way down to the end of the driveway, walk out onto the sidewalk, walk down to Chandler to Panera, which is on the corner of Lancashire and Panera. And then I walk on. Yes, you know this. You like that, don't you? And then I walk down to from Chandler and Lancashire to Vineland, and then back to Camarillo and back. If you want to know how far that is, it's about 6,800 steps, 6,800 steps. And then I have half of it because I can justify my need of it that way. Sometimes we become confused. I don't know whether how many of you will be lost with this one. There's a wonderful late character actor named Victor Buono. He lived in the high desert until his death in, I think, the mid-80s. I used to know that date. If you don't know the name, I know you know the face. He was a classically trained stage actor, but he did a lot of B-movies and just a great actor, a larger-than-life, literally, human being who probably his larger-than-life appetite took him out a bit early because he was in his 40s when he died. I love to see him on Johnny Carson. He made Johnny Carson laugh, and this is just part of a line. I cannot find the original of this. I've gone online. I assume it's probably in the archives of The Tonight Show, and I could find it there. But this was his take on Ode to an Oreo, because he needs an Oreo. I think that I shall never see a cookie as lovely as thee. That's the difference between a want and a need. For him, it was a need that translated into this deep want, which leads us, blithely enough, to Abraham Maslow. If you have been in college in the last probably 40 years, you've heard something of Maslow, especially his hierarchy of needs. Here's the thing that I discovered as I went back and looked these up. I was a freshman in college when I studied, and I noted that he was born in 1908, which to me translated that he was a really old guy because he was born in 1908. What I hadn't taken note of is he died in 1970, which made him exactly my age when he died. A little bit troubling at this end of it. He was most famous for the hierarchy of needs. He did many, many other things. But the hierarchy of needs came from a 1943 paper on motivation and personality. And those of you who don't remember this, I'll help you remember it. It's a pyramid. And the first is physiological. The next up the pyramid is safety. The next up is belongingness. The next up is esteem. And the final is self-actualization. So let's please hear the sketch of it. Physiological is pretty simple. It includes air, food, water, sex, sleep, other factors toward homeostasis, meaning a balanced life. That's all homeostasis means. Safety includes security of environment, employment, resources, health, property, etc. And belongingness includes love, friendship, intimacy, your family, and the relations you have with those you work and others. Esteem includes confidence, self-esteem, achievement, respect, and other factors. Self-actualization is the top of the pyramid, and it has to do with morality, creativity, problem-solving, and the like. What does this have to do with Ephesians? Absolutely everything. Because for the writer of Ephesians, these elements are gifts from God. And when we step outside of the understanding that our primary relationship is to be self-actualized spiritually, that's when we get lost. And it's easy, because on that way, in terms of esteem, we look and say, well, I'm more important than anything, and I really don't need God. It's just something that gets in the way of me being fully actualized. Or when we toss aside our physiological needs and say, I don't need to eat right, I don't need to exercise, I don't need to have a balanced life, we spin out of control spiritually. Safety is the same. When we think that we are all-powerful, something comes to remind us that we aren't all-powerful. Belongingness, even though it's in the middle, I think is a really essential part of this. When we don't feel as if we belong, we just feel the opposite. We feel lost. We feel adrift. Sometimes, and this is where Maslow is criticized, sometimes esteem gets so much weight that it's all about us as individuals rather than thinking about others. I think self-esteem is directly related to our spiritual call and claim to care for others. And we need look no further than Jesus. Jesus had solid self-esteem. He knew who he was. He knew why he was called to do what he was called to do. And his self-esteem was just fine. But look at what it was rooted in. Dealing with those on the margins, the least, the lost, the lonely, what people we would call the losers of the world. The downside of any of this is there's a risk of manipulation. And I saw this the other night. I think I've told you before that there are two programs that I absolutely adore. Anything that is Law and Order, and I don't care whether it's dealing with people who not only are no longer with the program, but no longer on this planet. I just love Law and Order. The other is NCIS, the Navy investigative series with Mark Harmon. I like the LA one too, but Mark Harmon's more a curmudgeon, so I like him. But I've sort of started to appreciate a program called White Collar. And the two principal characters, I don't know the actors' names, I just know their characters' names, are Peter and Neil. And the long and the short of it is Neil is a con man and Peter is the FBI and is charged with kind of keeping him on the straight and narrow. And because Neil is a master thief and con man, he utilizes him to catch other thieves. And the show premise was that somebody had tricked Neil and he was going to do a thieving thing. And it turned out that he chose not to. And at the semi-epilogue, at the end of it, Peter's wife, the FBI agent's wife, is saying to him, "So was it all a con? And that Neil did this just to con you?" And Peter responds, "I honestly don't know. But if there is anyone who can find a way to get everything he wants, it's Neil." And you know people like this. They'll use whatever ways and means they have and even use this a pyramid or a self-actualizing theory or whatever it is, they'll manipulate. This text is saying, put all of that aside. Put everything aside you think you know about life. and sing unto God and trust the leading of the Spirit. It's hard for us because we live in tough times. Remember, this text was written 2,000 years ago. And we want to say, well, how tough could it be? Well, it was pretty tough. Paul spent a good portion of his life in prison. So how do we know what we really need? Well, we need to know at some fundamental level that God loves us. And then we need to act on that understanding of love in an effective way that makes sense to us as individuals and at the same time corporately. I don't know whether I've ever told you in the 23 years I've been with you, every single Sunday, that is my prayer. That the Spirit of God touches us individually, each and every one, and as disciples, as children of creation, but also touches us as a community, as a body of believers, as a worshiping congregation, to act in ways that seeks to know a need and then somehow endeavors to meet it. I don't know that it's 100% successful, but I can tell you this, in the way of mission, this church has grown over the last several years exponentially in understanding the need to be active, as our bishop, who is retiring, Bishop Marianne Swenson, has said, to be active in your own zip code. It's one thing about going to the ends of the earth. Jesus is clear on that. But what about our zip code? And those of you who are on our mission team know this. And we're trying to do a better job of communicating what we're doing. But here's the addendum. There are needs yet out there that call for the Spirit to act and move, to live and breathe. And those are what are yet calling us. So what do you need this morning other than a cooler place than this? What do you need other than lunch? What do you need other than a nap? What do you need? Think about that. And trust God. So be it, and amen.
Thank you for listening to the North Hollywood First United Methodist Church Sermon Podcast, delivered by Dr. Joey McDonald. For more information, please check out nohomethodistchurch.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter under NoHoFUMC.